علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are basing our discussions on the first sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks about certain aspects of prophethood. One of it is the aspect of the duties and responsibilities of messengers and prophets. And we discussed that one of the most important, or rather one very important duty of the prophets is this particular statement that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions and says, وَيُذَكِّرُوهُمْ مَنْ سِيَ نِعْمَتِهِ, that one of the duties of the messengers is that he reminds people of that forgotten blessing that of God, that forgotten blessing of God. And what is that blessing? The most important blessing of God that the human being has is the human self itself. And we say that the human self is so valuable because of four faculties that exist within it. The first one being knowledge, awareness, intellection, and the capacity to analyze. The second one being the aspect of the will or the free will. The third being innovation, and the fourth being accepting responsibility or being responsible. These are four aspects of the human existence that really are special and specific to a human being in a certain way.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we say that these four aspects are specific to a human being, we don't mean that, for example, other entities don't have this to a certain degree. They might have. For example, certain angels could have. Or the jinn are entities that have this particular, these four faculties also. They accept responsibility. They also have a free will. They understand things. Okay? And all of these things that I mentioned, they have with them. But there's a difference in that the human being has certain capacities that are very unique. And this makes the human being special. And that's why all the entities were supposed to bow down to the human being, to the perfect human being, including Shaitan, who was at that time in the group of the angels. He was a jinn, but he was supposed to bow down to the perfect human being. So you notice the human being has certain perfections, and these four faculties are more prominent in a human being than they could be in other entities. And therefore, a human being really needs to appreciate the special position that he's been given and make use of these four faculties in the best possible way. Now, when we talk about the human being in this way, we realize these four faculties are actually what grant the human being the dynamism that he has or she has. A human being is a dynamic entity in a very positive manner. That means in the very time, in the very place, or in the very sense that it is a worshipping entity, it's a dynamic entity. There is no opposition between being a worshipper and being dynamic. In fact, you know, sometimes some people feel that if you'd submit to something, or if you bow down to something, then you are not dynamic. You are weak. You are lowly. You are, you know, in a state of meekness and a state where you can't do much. But the opposite is true. In reality, if you submit to God, who is the source of all the perfections, you are submitting him. You are actually submitting to an entity that is the source of energy, power, strength. He is the source of all form of innovation and progress. And because you're submitting to such an entity, therefore you are timelessly and dynamic. This is something wonderful. And a person, that's why we say when a person submits to God, he truly frees himself from all other entities that could shackle him. And this is that particular monotheism that we talk about in Islam.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, if you notice, when I talked about the fact that human beings, with their submission to God and with these four faculties, when they accept responsibility with their free will and understanding and all of that, then these entities are dynamic. It is true, because if you look at the systems that went against the most powerful hegemonic authorities in the world, you will see it is those prophetic systems that did it. Who destroyed, rather weakened, completely or obliterated the Roman empires and the Persian empires? Okay? All of these empires were destroyed, or rather they were, you know, taken aside by monotheistic movements. Nabi Musa alayhi salam tackled one of the most powerful pharaohs of his time. These are the prophetic movements that we have. Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the Hawariyun, or the special followers, they tackled the Roman system that existed at the time. You can see that, you see the prophetic movements and how they changed the scenarios. You look at Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam and how he tackled all the hegemonic authorities that were around him. So you notice that prophetic teachings, which is what to remind people of the human essence, of the human blessing, means that now a human being starts to pay attention to these four aspects. That means understands that a human being can know, can understand, can comprehend, can analyze, and awaken that spirit. Number one. Number two, that a human being has a free will and should be able to use that free will in the right direction to awaken that aspect and not make people feel that they don't have a will. Number three, innovation. You notice the greatest of innovations can be done if you follow Islam well. And now, of course, number four is the issue of responsibility and being dutiful, which if a person pays attention to this great blessing of the human being, he will be able to live a life full of dynamism and greatness. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه